if I wanted to open up my own business in this economy, what am I looking at?
You're looking at probably the toughest time to ever do that. We've in fact have businesses, individuals who have been approved for microloans, loans below $35,000, to help them set up the business, and they're actually holding on to the money and kind of waiting for a little bit.
Hard to sell things in a recession, though, wouldn't you say?
It is. So the thing about it is that your business better be one that is currently somewhat recession-proof. If you're going to open up a spa right now, that's going to be a really tough business in this current environment, unless you're the only spa within a 100-mile radius.
Companies are not hiring anymore. Are more people than before trying to start their own business just because they need work?
More people than before are exploring the possibility of starting their own business. Our classes of entrepreneurial training and micro-enterprise training and business training have, in fact, grown.
Is it even worse in California than other places?
Besides Michigan, it is the worst in California.
Why?
Because this is where the home of the subprime loan and the highest increases in housing values across the country were experienced here right in California. And the complete crash and burn of subprime, Alt-A, and anything outside of a bank home loan all happened here in Southern California. And so you have a huge number of people who have been laid off by Countrywide and New Century and Ditech and all the other, lending organizations.
So is there a timetable? I mean, what are we looking at to get back into economic stability here?
I think we're going to see this year is going to be tough. 2009 is going to be a tough year. I don't think we're going to see an end to this recession for the remainder of this year, and we probably won't see the beginnings of a recovery into early next year.
Okay, so what about more people in ethnically diverse areas, African American, Asian American? Do they have more challenges in opening a business than anybody else?
I think they have challenges. One very key challenge is access to capital. Unfortunately, we've never quite resolved this issue, particularly within minority communities, either because of the lack of financial institutions in our communities or by the continuing challenge of minority businesses to borrow money. So we continue to see challenges in those areas, whether it's growing your business or whether it's trying to find new capital to start your business.
What about the taxes increased by California? Was it one penny? Is that really going to change things?
I think it's going to continue to hold down consumer spending, but it's not going to do much into the small business.
When this gets better, do you see them lowering that tax again?
I think there's actually a sunset on that tax at some near point in the future.
So that means that they're going to take it away?
Yeah, well, hopefully. You know how it is. Sometimes what happens, they get very comfortable and they like it too much and they don't give it away. They don't give it back.
I'm just looking for some good news here, you know?
I think the good news is that what we're seeing is that the foreclosure rate is starting to slow down. I think the housing values in California are starting to stabilize. So I think that's kind of the big issue right now is these foreclosures have to stop. The home values need to kind of stabilize, and that needs to happen first before anything else does.
Well, something to look forward to, I guess. Thanks very much for the time.
Anytime.